Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The new government lineup under Prime Minister Elizabeth Bourne is expected to be announced in the next few hours. Several names have already been leaked. According to several media sources, Olivier Véran will be appointed government spokesperson. The former Minister of Health may be replacing Olivier Grégoire, who may be bound to be Minister Delegate for SMEs, Trade, Crafts and Tourism. According to BFM TV, the head of SAMU Urgence, François Braun, could replace Brigitte Bourguignon in the Ministry of Health. The mayor of Angers, Christophe Béchu, may be appointed to ecology instead of Amélie de Montchalin. It has been confirmed that Bruno Le Maire remains as Minister of the Economy, whereas Damien Abad may well be leaving his post as Minister of Solidarity. A preliminary investigation has been launched into Damien Abad based on accusations of rape. At least six people have died and eight more are injured after the collapse of a glacier in the Italian Alps. Yesterday, a huge block of ice broke off from the Marmolada Glacier in Italy's Northern Alps. The accident may have been caused by temperatures being too high for this time of year. Search operations will resume this morning. A man has been arrested on suspicion of opening fire in a shopping centre in Copenhagen yesterday afternoon. Three people were killed and several others injured in the attack. The 22-year-old man in custody is known to Danish police. For now, his motives for the attack are unknown. The organisers of the Tour de France have expressed their condolences to the Danish people. The race leaves Denmark today after yesterday's third and final stage on Danish soil. Wout van Aert, who holds the yellow jersey, came second to Dutch cyclist Dylan Groenewegen. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.